Chodesh Tov, and thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the first day of Menachem Av. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Maybe a month filled with tremendous joy, good health, bracha, blessings. This year, our Simchas Torah was turned into Tisha B'Av. May this year's Tisha B'Av be turned into Simchas Torah, Nir Tshem, with the coming of Mashiach, and the way that we bring Mashiach closer each day, in addition to the incredible Torah learning, the tefillot, the prayer said on this call. But it's also by shifting away from sinas chinam, from baseless hatred, and replacing it with abbas chinam, with an overabundance of love for all Jews. Let's keep doing that day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. And Mir Hashem, please God, only bringing good things forward. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Chaya Yal, Shoshana Bas, Chana Fredel, Elini Orna Bas Chaim Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, and Tinok Ben Siona Sara Medei, and all in need of a refuah, Shalema. And for whatever reason, for whatever purpose we're on this call, those looking for Shiduchim, those yearning for children, need of Parnasa, strength, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos be answered with Tova for good. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive. Of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Mitanel Ben Sonia Tziona, unjustly held in Iran. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Taubes of the Mount Sinai Jewish Center in Washington Heights, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Taubes fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim. We're going to switch it up a little bit today because it's Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Taubes will start with Perek Chaf Gimel, then move on to Perek Kuf Yud Zayin, chapter 117, then 121, 130, 142. I'll say it back one more time. 23, 117, 121, 130, and concluding with 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English. And the three crucial Mishaberach, we stay here on the Daily Call, the Mishaberach, the Chayli Tzahal, for our special brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are held captive, and Rabbi Taubes will conclude with the Mishaberach, with Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the Daily Tehillim Call Reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Taubes.
Thank you so much. Good Chodesh to everyone. As Anatoly mentioned at the beginning of his introduction, of course, Rosh Chodesh Av, or Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, I'd like to address that point, because I think it touches upon something particularly important during this time. The Jewish month, the month of the year, Chodesh, we know it begins with a special day we call Rosh Chodesh. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Karban, the Karban Musaf that was brought. These were days of celebration. And to a certain extent, these days continue as days of celebration as something special, not necessarily a level of a Yontif, but still as almost a mini Yontif, a mini holiday that we have each month. As many of you probably know, in the Torah itself, the months are not identified with names. They are instead given numbers, and that number is based on their placement or proximity from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, from the Geula, from the redemption, from the Exodus, from Mitzrayim. And each month is placed, with Nisan being the first month, and the subsequent ones being counted in that way, even though we count Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, from Tishrei. When it comes to months, we count it from Nisan. The months do not have names in the Torah. Later in Nevi'im and Ksuvim is when we begin having the months have names. And the Yerushalmi already notes this. Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah points out that when the Bnei Yisrael, when the Jewish people were exiled, when they went to Babel, and when they came back, That's when they got the month of the year. That's when they got the names of the month. They stopped using the numbers. They got those from Babel. There's an awareness that many of the month names that we use have a Babylonian origin. That's essentially what the Yerushalmi is saying. They're not all necessarily Hebrew words. And the Ramban, among others, but probably most famously the Ramban, was bothered by this point. He says, why are we using these non-Jewish names, these non-Hebrew names, the months, these months that we've adapted from other sources, even if they were totally neutral, even if they had no particular meaning that was negative, why shouldn't we use the names that the Torah themselves, i.e. the number, but the same way we count every day of the week in its position towards Shabbos, wouldn't it be more fitting to follow the Torah and count the months in their position of the Geula towards the Geulas Mitzrayim, the Exodus, Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why have we changed that? And Ramban is not particularly comfortable with it. Again, he acknowledges that is the minig. I mean, more than the minig, it is the halacha when it comes to a Jewish star, when it comes to documents that have halachic significance. We write these month names. We do not count it by the number. We use these months, and Ramban is bothered by this. One of the explanations that he gives is perhaps we're trying to remember the galut, this exile that we went in with Galus Babel, the exile, the Babylonian exile. We want to recall that, but not just recall the exile, recall the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us back, that Hashem brought us back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for the Bayis Sheni, that it was only a temporary galut, a temporary exile. And by using those names, in some ways, we're almost re-taking on their meaning, or re-owning them, if you will, and saying these are now our months to remember what Hashem did for us. The names of the months, in this way, have particular significance. The name of Cheshvan, many you know, is really Parvati, Mar Cheshvan. Sometimes you learn when we're younger that Mar Cheshvan is called Mar, it's called sad, because it doesn't have any Yom Tov in it, it doesn't have any holidays, the way the Tishrei, the prior month, does. We call it Mar Cheshvan. We now know that Mar Cheshvan is the actual proper name. That's clear. The Mar Cheshvan is the full name. It's not Mar anything. When it comes to the month of Av, the month is Av. What exactly that word means is not clear. Some say it comes from father, the word Abba, Av for father. It comes from that. But we have this custom of adding on Menachem Av. This past week, when we benched Rosh Chodesh, this past Shabbos at Musaf, when we blessed the new month, and we said when it's going to happen, when the Molad will be, when Rosh Chodesh fall out, the minig in many shuls is to say Menachem Av. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is the proper minig, to say Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. And there's a debate among some of the halachic authorities. Do you say this? Is this correct? Should it be written in a shtar, in a document, in a ksuva, a wedding document, and other similar things? Should you write it? Can you just write Menachem? Can you just write Av? It's not entirely clear where this minig started. As I mentioned, Tanakh does not have Av altogether. The Gemara already and the Mishnah already mentions the month of Av. But at some point, it became the custom to add in Menachem. Menachem, of course, means comfort, the month of comforting Av. The Medrash already says that Menachem is going to be the name of the Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, his name will be born and be named Menachem, will be named Comfort, because it will provide the comfort for the exile. And so we call the month of Av Menachem Av. Now, if you think about it for a moment, there's something almost funny about this, or strange. The Mishnah and the Gemara already elaborates, Misha Nichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha. Once the month of Av comes, we limit happiness. We are sadder during this month, and we have all sorts of practices and customs associated with that. But at the same time, we're already calling it Menachem Av. Before the month started, we are already calling it this month of comfort. And the idea is, based on the Ramban that we said earlier, we know this is going to be a month of comfort. Even though we're preparing for the morning practices, we stop eating meat and drinking wine, the Ashkenazic practice already now, and laundry, and many other things, and bathing and everything else, and we're preparing for Tisha B'Av that we hope doesn't come. But on some level, we know there is going to be a nechama, there is going to be a comfort. And so already when we proclaim the month, at the same time that we're preparing for Mishenichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, of limiting happiness, we're already proclaiming that there's going to be a Nechama. There's going to be a comfort. Some explain the idea of Menachem Av, not of like Father, that our Father will comfort us, but Av is the Aleph days. We know the book of Eicha of Lamentations, which is read on Tisha B'Av, meaning the Prokim, most of the Prokim are written in alphabetical order, in the order of the Aleph, each Pasuk beginning with a different letter. It's a dirge going in alphabetical order, as many of the Kinos do. And so we're saying this month should be a Menachem for that, a Nechama for that, a comfort for the Aleph, where the Aleph won't be used for suffering, won't be used for sadness, but we use for something positive. We already know that it's coming, even when we start this month. Always love how on Shabbos Chazon, this very sad Shabbos, we already read Veschanon at Mincha. This coming Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, we're already going to read the following week, the week of Nachamu, because we know that's going to come. There's an article going around you can find on Times of Israel from Israeli educator Shana Goldberg, noting the feeling in Israel right now when things are so incredibly tense, when you're not sure what's going to happen next, when Iran's going to attack Al-Qaeda, and what's going to happen. And there's a feeling of trepidation, and yet the spirit of our brothers and sisters in Israel is already knowing things are going to work out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. So as we daven, and we say Tehillim in just a moment, and as we go through Seal over the next couple of days, as we properly mourn the Churban, as we properly mourn the Beis Midrash, as we're supposed to, we also must keep in the back of our heads that knowledge that there will be the Nechama, there will be that comfort, that Menachem of and Mr. Hashem will come to us, then Harabi Aminu, quickly, as speedily as possible, with the help of Hashem. Now turn to the Tehillim. As mentioned, we'll start with Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Vino Deshe Yarbiseini, Me Menachu Zalneini, Nafshi Yishog, Hallo es Adonai kol gayim, shabachu kol ha'umim. Ki gavar aleinu chasdo, v'yemes Adonai li'olam, halluya. Kuf chaf aleph. Shilam alos, esayinai olarim, mi'ayin yevo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Ha'yitein labo raglacha, ayonum shomrecha. Yinei lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomercha, Adonai sucha, yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, ve'oreach ba'laiva. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tezach lovoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf lamed. Shir ha-malot, mimam ha-kim karosicha, Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Zacha Kashubos Lakol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Niyamod, Kim Chas Lichach Leman Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi, Vivaro Hocholti, Nafshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Im Adonai Chesed Varbei Mofidus, V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonasav. Book Mem Beit. Maskil leDavid v'yosa maras tefilah. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshvog levanai tichiz rosi lefanov agihid. V'zatei balai ruchi v'yata yadati nisivasi v'orach. Zu alech tanufach lihi. Abeit amin arei v'ein li makir. Avamunos b'meni v'in doresh l'nafshi. Z'akti elecha Adonai, amarti ato machzich alki v'eretz ha'chayim. Hachiva or yosi ki alisim ha'or atzileini, rodefa ki amsu m'meni. Otsia m'mazger nafshi l'odot eshemecha, b'yachti yor tzadikim ki z'gmol alai. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, hanesun r'vatar v'ashivi ha'omdim b'in b'ayam, u'b'in b'yabash ha'amachum yirachem aleihem, ויוצאים מצטרו לרחוב אפיל לאורה, וישיבו לגאולה, השלטה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Yadbir Sinir Tahtem, the Atrim Mikesh, Shubater Sitachon, Sukrim Behem Akasuf, Yadonai, Olechem Holef Imachem, Yochem Lachem, Mavichem Hashiach Sam, and Omar Amen. Mishaberach Abbasinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yavarech Vishmor, Vinsor, His Nidreit, Bahagan, Nali Yitro, Shbuyav, Ves Kol Achenu, on his term Batar Vashibya, Bavor Shakol Hakol, Hakadosh Hazem, Mispalm Bavura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimnei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotzeim Mechoshech V'samavet U'mososeihem Yinatek Mitzvoseihem Yoshiim Mishibei Meher L'cheik Mishpachoteihem Yodu L'Adonai Chasto V'Osov Nei Adam V'Kirem Behem Mekras Shekosov U'Tuyi Adonai Yeshuvu Nevo Tzion Barina V'Simchas Olam Arosham Tosson V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasi Agon V'Nacha V'Nomar Amen. Close the Shberach B'Cholem Mishaberach Avasenu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yirape. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimelei Rachamim Alav Lehem Lachalivam Lachos Machazach Mechayotam Yishlach Lehem Meher Rafua Shlemim Min Hashemayim Soch Sharchol Yisrael Rafua Sanefesh Rafua Saguf Hashta Bagalav Zan Karib Minomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Talbis. We look forward to having you back on the program. We've got Amir Hashem in the near future. Really insightful. Appreciated giving us the background on the month. Certainly be something that I think about throughout the year. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment, tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Kodesh Tov.